The first films of this year's Sundance Film Festival will premiere tonight. We caught up with UPR contributing reporter Stephen Smith right after the festival's opening press conference, which featured comments from founder Robert Redford and John Cooper. Steve, what's happening in Park City tonight?
Tonight, we're looking at two premieres, which will be at the Eccles Theater. The first one is called What Happened, Miss Simone? And that's a documentary about the jazz singer Nina Simone. And one interesting thing about after that is we're going to have John Legend is going to actually take the stage, they just announced today, after to sing some of her famous songs and just do a little bit of a mini concert after, which should be kind of exciting. That's kind of a new thing. They haven't really had that happen at the festival before.
Is there anything that you feel like people should really be keeping an eye out for as the festival gets started?
Yeah, I believe there's already some buzz starting on a few movies. For here in Utah, one of the important movies, I think, is going to be a documentary called Prophets Pray, which is the story of Warren Jeffs and how he rose to power and was able to become such an important person in the FLDS Church. And that is actually already going to probably go to distribution later in the year, but it sounds like the director is interested in maybe having some free showings around Utah throughout the year, which could be kind of interesting. That's going to be a good one. I also think the Mississippi Grind, which is a movie starring Ryan Reynolds and Sienna Miller, which is premiering on Saturday, that's going to be one of the ones that's very well talked about. The buzz is already going out for it, as well as True Story, which stars Jonah Hill and James Franco. And James Franco is going to be very busy. He's got two movies here and one up at Slamdance. So he is going to be very busy around this festival this year.
Wonderful. Is there any kind of a theme or anything that you feel is binding this year's movie selections together?
Well, you know, a lot of years you do see that. You see maybe they just get preoccupied about one or two different types of things. I was looking through this year and kind of going back to what Robert was talking about at the press conference is it's really pretty diverse. There's a lot of comedies mixed with dramas and it just is quite a wide open range. And there's even doing a section called the Sundance Kids, which are focused on movies that the whole family and children will enjoy.
Do you have any advice for those headed up to the festival?
Some people get a little disappointed if maybe they don't see a movie, they don't get into a movie because it's all very busy. But I'd like to stress to people that coming down and just walking the streets, there's so many vendors giving out free stuff. You'll see stars walking around. It's just a great atmosphere, even if you don't get a chance to see one of the movies, just to come up and kind of enjoy this very unique thing. And this is the biggest film festival in the country, so it's really a great thing for us to have here in our backyard.
Sounds great. That was UPR contributing reporter Stephen Smith speaking with us from Park City.